This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on a Wednesday morning. Tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country, keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks and everybody working the oil rigs and fields all around the country and all around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and we'll put you in the chat room, and away you go, and you can be conversing with a whole bunch of people in there, including Eric in Seminole and Steve in Thailand. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll start with a question from a listener. His name is Tomas. He's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he says, Captain, please ask Miss Denise if she thinks the Chinese might try to take control of North Korea and then annex the entire Korean Peninsula if Kim is actually dead.
I understand the premise of the question, but I don't think so, because North Korea is essentially, for all intents and purposes, from a power standpoint, is annexed by China and by the Beijing government anyway. So China doesn't really need to change anything there. Because the Kim dynasty is subservient to the Chinese Communist Party. The question, I think, what he's really necessarily referring to is the vulnerability of South Korea. And I would say there's some vulnerabilities there if Kim Jong-un is, in fact, permanently incapacitated and or dead. Because there will be some kind of a consequence to that death by the North Korean people that are so loyal to the Kim regime. And then the others may necessarily revolt and or leave and go into South Korea. So South Korea, I think, is probably more vulnerable in this aspect, but I don't know that there'll be a formal annex at all, no.
Okay, and I am talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, California, and I was kidding our friend Tom Del Bacardo about this, California is going to be reteaching human nature in the citizens of California.
Well, it's easy because, you know, so many Californians are subject to the California's government anyway. Mm-hmm. You can't do this, you can't do that, you know. I mean, it's kind of wild, but yeah, they're going to reteach behavior. In other words, social distancing is going to become part of culture out there, and this is, you know, we're going to have to teach people how to behave from this point forward and so forth and so on. So, yeah, I mean, what better place to experiment on that one, right?
Yeah, now let me ask you a question, because there's a petition circulating the country out there about putting where your beef and your pork and your chicken came from on the package instead of just labeling it packaged by Publix or packaged by Winn-Dixie or whoever did it. They want to know where it came from, and that's a petition that's out there. What do you think?
I think that Oregon should be there to start with. You know, so I don't really have a problem with it, personally, but, you know, I guess this comes under, what, the USDA?
Yes.
So
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I want to know whether or not I'm buying pork from China, because they, believe it or not, China at one time was selling pork to the U.S. Nobody knew it, but, yeah, some of those sausages you had for breakfast, right?
Well,
knock on wood.
We sold the pork, and then they packaged and resold it back to us.
Right.
I don't know how that necessarily works, but you know, I think we're re-looking at all of those kinds of things today, which is the reason that between Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi, that the House needs to be back at work.
That's right.
They're supposed to come back next week. You know, it's legislation that's absolutely missing from any or recommendations. Are missing from any of the Democrats on supply chains and manufacturing between the United States and China.
Uh-huh.
It's only the Republicans that are kind of ringing that bell between Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton and a few others.
Yep.
And we're not going to rely on China anymore. And we're not the only country, by the way.
Yep.
Australia, France, Germany, Britain. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's kind of hard to see what's not there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that the Democrats are not doing. They're, I don't know what they're doing.
Well,
Nancy's having ice cream parties.
I know. I know what Elizabeth Warren and AOC are up to. They want to jointly put together legislation to ban any large corporate mergers during this pandemic.
Like there's going to be any?
Who knows? Maybe they think. They know something
if
we don't.
Between the two of them, if they want to do anything productive, and I kind of laugh at this, then I would say put together some legislation that stops China, the Chinese Communist Party, from buying U.S. corporations, companies.
Thank you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Go ahead, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they all belong to the United States Concealed Carry Association, where you can not only get legal protection when you need it, but you also can get training. You also can get discounts on a lot of different merchandise, not just guns, but camping, hunting, fishing, outdoors activities. So go over to the Facebook page called Americans for America. Like the page and then take a look at the very first item that's right there. It's a USCCA logo link, and it's an opportunity for you to win a free gun a day giveaway and then to become a member. Well, go there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and then take a look at what the three levels of membership would do for you. Because if you go with the Cadillac plan, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. And the other two plans, you get a nice carry bag with the a B plan, if you will, and you get the concealed carry magazine, which has a lot of different savings and discounts and coupons and things in it. And then the single plan, the basic plan, the A plan, is going to, or the C plan rather, is going to have in it the concealed carry magazine for you, which again is well worth the price of admission. So that's the Americans for America Facebook page, and you'll see the concealed carry, the USCCA logo link right there, first item that's there, and sign up and become a member, and you'll know what the rest of us know, and that's why we're there, especially the training. We get all kinds of free training, and they do have instructors, too, gun instructors, if you want to get involved with one at a range. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Potential running mates for Joe Biden. Yesterday, we heard from Stacey Abrams, not a word about Tara. We also heard from Amy Klobuchar, not a word about Tara. And then we had Hillary Clinton endorse Joe Biden after she spent about 5 minutes talking about all her exploits, and not a word about Tara.
Did you want to get a word out of me?
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Look, they're going to ignore it, and we've seen that. It's kind of like they're stepping over it.
Yep.
So that it's not that they don't see it. They see it, and they're stepping over it. Their masters are doing that. So if you expect anything else, you're kind of misguided. This is how they operate. So at some point, it's going to blow up. And the question then becomes when, and then what happens. So
yeah. Well, the media yesterday was trying to infer that maybe Michelle Obama was hanging in the wings because of this pact that they mentioned. There was a pact, and they said, well, there's been a pact since October 31st, and they reported to the FCC. They gave their financial, and there's money in there, and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think so. Why in the hell would she want to run for president? Or even vice president?
She doesn't like politics. She just likes to give commentary on it. And she and Barack are having way too much fun. Why in the world would you ever want to go back into that?
Yep.
No. I mean, not even as a running mate. I don't see it. So, I wouldn't worry about it.
Now, Steve Mnuchin yesterday, in lieu of what we heard about the Los Angeles Lakers getting $4.2 million, I'm still wondering how that happened, is saying that a full audit is planned for the PPP loans that are over $2 million. Well, I think anything over $1 million they ought to be looking at. What do you think?
Well, there really does need to be an audit. I mean, we've got a handful of entities. And I say entities, so they're not companies necessarily, that are getting these monies. The question is, how and why? Some are giving it back. Harvard, was it Harvard? It was Harvard.
Yeah, it was.
They got money, and they didn't apply for it. It came through the CARES Act from the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So there does need to be an audit here to see what really, maybe we need to go look at this CARES Act again and see how, see what the real text in there was.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would think, any transaction, probably needs to have a hard look.
Now, CNBC did a survey, and their survey said that trillions more are needed in spending, and it'll be 2022 before the recovery happens.
Okay.
That's CNBC. Consider the source.
Well, here's an interesting thing that nobody's really speaking about, and when you go to things like Social Security,
mm-hmm.
Medicare, where's the money for this? Because you rely on a working population to pay into those funds. And those two, Social Security and Medicare, are always kind of teetering on brokenness, if that's a word, anyway. So where is that going to necessarily be come a year from now? I think that we need to start having a more serious look at the consequences of what is happening today as they play out a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
You got the post office has got a problem. We've got to go fund the NDAA. Did I say that right? The National Defense Authorization Act? Yeah. There are several things that are on the hopper here. So I would like to see the Trump White House start saying, okay, we may have to take, I think Sean Hannity used to call it the penny plan, one penny out of
penny
every
plan.
Dollar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to start looking at that. We can't keep going and expect to go, okay, well, let's go, pull out another $2 trillion for infrastructure. Let's go pull out some money to, go fund, the military. We're going to have to look at things very, very carefully from here on out. Spending is outrageous.
Well, Mitch McConnell yesterday said that infrastructure was not going to be a priority in the next...
I like it. That works for me.
Now, the other thing is Alan Greenspan, who's another country we haven't heard from in a while, came out and said that he sees a rebound coming after an awful second quarter. He sees the third quarter coming back and the fourth quarter coming back even more.
Well, and that has been the recommendation. Now, the third quarter is going to get some traction here, and the fourth quarter should really happen in a big way. We are hearing that, and I hope that to be true. Indications are that it is a good forecast.
Mm-hmm. Now, oil... West Texas crude is still down at $12.34 a barrel. Brent went up above $20 to $20.46. Gasoline sits at 67 cents a gallon. Diesel stands at 63 cents a gallon. And the one-year future on oil is $14 a barrel. Not all that tremendous if you're in the oil business.
Yeah, therein lies yet another problem. So the government has had to, the federal government has actually stepped in and bought some reserves. The question is, where are we putting all this stuff?
Tankers.
I have no idea.
Tankers, and by the way, I heard one the other day. Not the Sacramento River. Yeah, it was the Sacramento River. You know where they have some of those ships that they pull in there that they're not sailing around anymore?
No, but okay.
Okay, well, they are apparently loading oil onto some of the tankers that are sitting there because they've got some of the old Navy tankers that they've taken out of service and are just sitting there, mothballed, so to speak. They're apparently using them for oil in the middle of the Sacramento River.
I haven't seen that, but all right.
No, I heard that yesterday, that's what they were doing. They were getting creative because they were running out of places to put it. And they've got ships that we can't even see that are offshore, out of sight, over the horizon that are just sitting out there.
All right.
So it is what it is. All right. Mm-hmm. Finally, were you ever a Girl Scout?
I was.
Well, the Alaska Girl Scouts had their cookie sales crumble, literally, and they got a PPP loan.
I saw that.
I don't know how much they got, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know how much cookie sales means to the Girl Scouts if it's done on a state-by-state or on a wider level, so I can't really speak to that.
Don't know, but the girls in Alaska got themselves some money, so apparently they did all right. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yeah.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Check her out. Check out all the great stuff that she has to put out there. In the meantime, we're coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment. And then Chris Markowski right after that. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has signed an order forcing meat plants to stay open. Many processing plants have been forced to close due to the spread of COVID-19. Advocates for plant workers now worry they'll risk exposing themselves to the virus inside the processing plants. The president says he's focused on limiting the liability of their employers to be sure that beef, chicken, and pork remain available in the grocery stores.
Taking the liability, which frees up the entire system.
The president has also been talking to governors about reopening states, but Dr. Anthony Fauci has a warning.
If we are unsuccessful or prematurely try to open up, and we have additional outbreaks that are out of control, it could be much more than that. It could be a rebound to get us right back in the same boat that we were in a few weeks ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news here at the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you and to get you a tremendous opportunity as an aviation maintenance tech. By the way, you're going to hear all about them because they're going to tell you in their own words right about now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right up there just outside Boston. The other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, to find out more about what becoming an aviation maintenance tech could do for you, I want you to check them out by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. And remember that becoming an aviation maintenance tech will put you in a totally different light altogether. You'll know what it's like to be an in-demand worker because there is a shortage right now of aviation maintenance techs. Part of it is because of all the airplanes that have been parked. And those airplanes have all got to be recertified again. They've got to be looked at, examined, and then recertified to go back up in the air again. And it's going to take a bunch of people to do that. Aviation maintenance techs, because that's what they do. They keep the airplanes flying. So, check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll get you the white gloves treatment for sure. Now, I've been asked to make this announcement by the Army Criminal Investigation Command down there in Fort Hood, Texas. We have an affiliate there on 930 The Answer in San Antonio, and Fort Hood is located there. And the public is being asked for your help in locating a soldier who's been missing since the middle of last week. Now, you can find out more information by looking at the website for Fort Hood, and there's a predominant picture there. I almost put the picture on my website, but for some reason I couldn't capture it. I don't know why. It wouldn't let me save it so I could do it. Otherwise, I was going to stick it over on my Facebook page, but I wasn't able to do that. So for you people in San Antonio in particular, they are looking for a missing soldier. Army Criminal Investigation Command is afraid that after a week here that there may have been foul play involved, but they definitely are looking for any help from the public. If you have any information, I'll get a hold of them at Fort Hood. Now, military chaplains right now get a lot on their plate to do. They've got even more to do right now with the virus outbreak, because they not only have to counsel soldiers when they deal with combat situations or highly stressful situations, but now they're concerned, and they're having to hunker down in some cases too. Now they're concerned about what they're doing to help with the overall well-being and mental health of some of the military that are worried about themselves, their families, and all that. So hats off to the military chaplains out there, regardless of what branch you're in. Hats off. Now, Navy officials announced that the service would be canceling E-4 advancement exams for all active duty and full-time support sailors. So if you were expecting to move up the ladder, it's not going to happen for a little while. And I remember, you might remember the last hour I talked about the aircraft carrier Nimitz. Well, the aircraft carrier Nimitz left its home port of Naval Base Kitsap for pre-deployment training as concerns loom over the Navy's ability to prevent another devastating coronavirus outbreak aboard an underway ship. Now, the Nimitz is going over into the South China Sea, as we have two aircraft carriers that are down in that area right now because of coronavirus, and they're not able to put out to sea just yet. So the Nimitz is going over to take up a station there in that part of the world. Now, the Air Force is kicking off its search for a flying car. Now, they're calling this project Agility Prime. It started on April the 27th, which is 2 days ago. It's a new effort to help industry create a flying car for both commercial and military. You've probably seen them in popular science over the years. There's actually been some prototypes made out of these little small smart cars. For lack of better words, they weren't smart cars back then, but the little small two-seaters where they could actually put wings on them and use them as an airplane and then fold the wings up and then drive them down the road. And I remember seeing those years ago, because that was something that came from Popular Mechanics. In addition, the pandemic has brought changes to drone operations Because drone pilots and their sensor operator partners, who've been used to life in enclosed spaces, are now operating, doing different things for not just the military, but for the police and whatnot. They sit side by side in ground control stations or cockpits that measure less than 200 square feet, and those close quarters make social distancing in the age of coronavirus a challenge, to say the least. But the drones are up, and the drones are flying, and they're flying them. So there you go. Now, the Marine Corps, hundreds of Marine police arrived at boot camp in South Carolina at Parris Island last week, but their training experience during the coronavirus pandemic is going to be anything but ordinary. They're going to have to quarantine for 14 days before the Marines teach them, put them through their basic training, their 13 weeks basic training. They're going to have to quarantine for 14 days before that happens, so there you go. And not to be forgotten about, a Pentagon report that details U.S. military suicides and suicide attempts in 2018 showed a 13% increase in the suicide rate for active duty personnel compared with the previous year. We're talking about Marines here, suffering the highest rate of loss right now. That's a shame. And a Chesapeake man just joined the Space Force. He's one of the first on its rolls. When President Donald Trump first publicly spoke about the new military branch called the Space Force a couple of years ago, Bradley Ang and his fellow cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy weren't sure what to think. But Cadet Lang, now an Air Force officer, is part of the Space Force. So kudos to him for that. Now, the latest National Guard COVID-19 update, 44,500 troops are mobilized with an 83% on Title 32 orders specifically for coronavirus. And that number seems to be going up, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there every week. Also, the U.S. intelligence agencies have issued warnings about the coronavirus in more than a dozen classified briefings prepared for President Trump since January. And in the months during, up till now, where the threat is still there, may not be quite as great as what it was, but it's still there. And the IRS has set a May 5th deadline for veterans or dependents who missed out on the coronavirus stimulus check earlier this month. They've warned that some of this money could be delayed until spring 2021 if you don't act soon. But you've got till May the 5th to get the paperwork in. If you got any problems, get a hold of your VA rep at your county. All right. Coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Okay, and it's Donna Fiducia. Donna and her husband, Don, are up in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us right there on AM 1330 WLBV. Thanks very much for tuning in up there. And also, they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. I've started teaching Balance of Nature again after being off it for a couple of years, and I'm telling you, it's really starting to make a little bit of a difference. I've been on it over a week now, and I've noticed it gives me a little bit more pep, a little bit more zing. It is building up my immunity, which is something that's not bad, even though I was okay before then. But this just kind of puts the icing on the cake, if you will. It's real food, real science, real nutrition, no synthetics, no additives, no filters, real fruits, real veggies in capsules that you take. And I'm telling you, it's pretty good, because if you don't get your vegetables every day, like your mom used to say, eat your veggies. Well, guess what? You just take some capsules that taste pretty good, and you're done. So there you go. So to find out more, go to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. The number again, 800-246-8751. They're going to ask you where you heard it. Tell them you heard it right here on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain. There you go. Pretty simple. And speaking of somebody, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street. Were you up there with a winter coat on today?
I haven't gone outside yet today, but it's the mornings have been a bit chilly, that's for sure. It hasn't really got to our warm part of the year yet. You're going to wait a couple more weeks into May.
Well, I can send you right out to Death Valley. It's 110 degrees out there today.
I wouldn't mind having a little heat. Nothing wrong with that.
Sure, and that'll kill the coronavirus. You won't need to worry about it. Now, all that being said, yeah, there's a story here from CNBC, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I just want to run this by you because you know a lot of those people over there. CNBC conducted a survey, and a third of the respondents in a recent survey believe the economy won't come back until 2022, and they also believe that trillions more are needed in spending to bring this country out of the mess we're in.
Well, it depends on how long we're going to be locked down. There was a survey of various different economists out there, and that those are about as good as the models that were given in regards to this virus. Those surveys and a subway token will get you right on the subway. That's when they had subway tokens, which they don't have anymore. But anyway, it all depends upon how quickly we open up the country and how comfortable people feel they're going back. I do think that spring fever is going to start hitting in areas around the country as it warms up. I know it's been warm down in Florida, and I'm speaking to people in and around Tampa, and everybody seems pretty anxious to get out and about. And it seems that they open up things down there. I think that the people will be at the restaurants and doing the things that they normally do. There's a lot of pent up pent up aggression when it comes to that. We'll see what happens. In the Northeast, these Northeastern governors are doing everything and anything they can to keep this economy shut down. They're really not pushing to get things open. I was happy yesterday. I actually took a look at the plan that the theme parks in Florida are going to use to open up, and that's a good sign that those are actually working towards doing that, sooner rather than later. I think that that's fantastic, and the sooner we can get things going, the better off we're going to be. I would be very, very hesitant to go spending more money. I'm glad that Mitch McConnell is trying to put the brakes on that. We're getting to a point in time where, the spending that we've done already is almost equates to 60% of our annual budget and what it would be. You can keep throwing money at it. It's not going to make matters better. It really isn't. Maybe in certain cases, it's going to be few and far between. The only cure for fixing our economy is to open it up.
Well, you're right. And Pinellas County, the beaches are opening up again. Manatee County, Sarasota County, Hillsborough County, we haven't heard anything yet. Down there in Miami, they've opened up the beaches starting, I believe it's Monday, and some of the other facilities. And by the way, restaurants are coming back, but they're coming back with the CDC guidelines. No tables. Tables got to be 6 feet apart, which means they have to move them around and maybe move some of them outside where they can be 6 feet apart, because many restaurants are going to the outside thing now, too. And then, of course, anybody that's got a bar, you got to be 6 feet apart. No more stools at the bar where you're on top of each other.
Again, that's going to be an exercise in futility. It is. You're going to try to keep people away, 6 feet away from one another at a bar. You're going to have bouncers in there. Step away. Step away from the person. You're too close.
They were actually talking about putting plexiglass up in some of the bars to make sure they stayed 6 feet away. Isn't that something? Imagine that one.
I mean, honestly, it's silly. Again, you're just going to frustrate people, then they're not going to go.
Okay.
There's only so much you could do in knockdown occupancy in restaurants where they don't become profitable. If you tell a restaurant's got an occupancy of, let's say, 80 people, and you tell them you can only have 40 in there, they can't make money. Mm-hmm. It makes it very, very difficult for them to make money. Why open in the first place? I think that people are going to slowly but surely recognize that the 6 feet thing is going to go by the wayside. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was doing some snooping around yesterday because I kept hearing about, well, there's going to be a meat shortage and there's going to be poultry and beef and chicken and this, that, and the other and some other things we're going to be short of and all that. And I did some snooping around yesterday and I called some of my old warehouses, refrigerated warehouses that my dad used to use when he would bring down his apples and cider and whatnot and sell them down here in Florida. He'd come down here and spend the winter and he'd sell that during the winter. But anyway, I called my friends at some of these storehouses, and I'm saying, hey, just for the heck of it, what's the storage space like? Are you up to capacity? Oh, we're full. I said, really? I said, yeah, we're full. And I said, so what's it like? What are you telling me? They said, well, you know, we've had a lot of the grocery stores, the chains, they bought truckloads because you buy so many cases, you get so many cases free, and it wound up being an extra truckload here, an extra truckload there. And they told me, they said, we got full capacity here. There's beef, there's chicken, there's cheese, there's all sorts of stuff here.
Well, it's good, but again, not the case, wasn't going to be the case for areas all over the country.
Right.
I think Trump did the right thing yesterday by, you know, ordering these plants to be opened up. I know the unions are none too happy about it, but, you know, it's like, listen, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have the food supply thrown into disarray, and he used the Defense Production Act there, and he made sure and said, listen, you're going to open up.
Yeah, and they are, and they're going to stay open because it's, you know, people got to eat. They got to eat something, but there you go. Now, the Tokyo, and you're into sports, so I'm going to mention this just briefly. Tokyo is saying they might not hold the Olympics that are scheduled without some sort of vaccine for COVID-19. And we are aware of a vaccine that is being tested and so far is being extremely successful in the United Kingdom, a corona COVID-19 virus on monkeys.
Interesting. Well, it'd be a first. There's never been a vaccine for a coronavirus. I hope that it's the case. I don't know if you have to get a vaccine or you have to get some sort of treatment for it, you know, which I think would be good too. If you get something, if your people come down with it, you're able to treat the disease and people can become better from a vaccine. Obviously prevents you from getting the disease. And we've told that there's a flu vaccine every single year, but we know it doesn't always work. Because the flu changes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I hope that that's not the case. I mean, I hope that we're not going to live in fear the rest of our lives because, of this disease. Can't do that. I don't think that's a great idea either. I think you got to get sports open. I think you got to get kids out there playing ball and doing the things that they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
That herd immunity is real.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I think that more people have to go out there and get it. We've got to obviously keep people that are, at risk, quarantined for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, the sooner that more people, actually get it and get over it, the better off we're going to be.
Have you heard of Quest Diagnostics?
Yeah, it's one of the big lab companies.
Yeah, they're offering a first at-home COVID-19 antibody test. You get it through your doctor.
Yeah, you can, I think you get a doctor's order. They can order it right online, and they ship it to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that they have to continue to amp up. Everybody keeps talking about more and more and more and more testing, and I think that, you know, you give them a little bit more information out there might make people feel a little bit more comfortable. I think that that's one of the big things is just making people feel comfortable. I kind of go through life like, what's his name there? Lieutenant Colonel Phil Kilgore from Apocalypse Now. Nothing really scares me.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't bother me, but I think it scares a lot of the other people.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go. Stay warm up there. Keep your coat handy because you're going to need it, I guess. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer. He's always, always, always a plethora of information. And I'm coming right back with Colonel Jim Orchard.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money,
Call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.